Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Not bad, guys.
On 95.7 The Game.
It's been a great week, hasn't it?
Sure has.
Oh, big shot of Kuminga.
Yeah.
Whew, today was a hell of a dose.
Seriously?
Man.
I was off to
Ain't
Kuminga.
Ain't no micro dose today.
No. I mean, we're tripping on Kuminga.
I'm over here freaking out on Kuminga, dog.
Dude, I mean, 6 o'clock, I'm hoping I can come down off of Kuminga. I've been tripping on Kuminga all day. And at 10:30 is when, I got that. That was a big dose of Kuminga.
No, I had to sit down and watch it because I didn't want a Kuminga and drive. So
that's a four.
It was just like, it's too much.
So I had some errands to run, and I didn't get started early enough. So I started on YouTube, and I was so yocked in, I carried the computer out to my car, still listening, turned on the car. Once the radio hit, folded up the laptop, did my errands, which involved getting lunch and dropping it off to the wife. And then in the car, I opened up the laptop. Put it back on, turned off the car, continued in the house.
Out of bed.
I mean, like, I didn't want to miss a second.
No, so you just literally puppeted exactly. Lovely Christy and I sat down with a laptop like we were watching a movie. Flipped this thing open, and boom, 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 boom. There's all the comments. There's all our people over there. I saw a few of you who are like, oh, God, is Willard watching? He's going to be on one based on this today. The agent took a lot, and whatever. It's the YouTube feed, so like... these are internet thoughts, so they get a little over the top sometimes.
Yep.
But the agent, you know, Aaron Turner was taking it on the chin quite a bit as it was happening. And then I'm like, wow, we're 20 minutes, now we're 30 minutes, and he's still going. And and the lovely's like, bring it outside. Let's get something done. She's like, I'm going to clean.
Totally.
She started mowing the backyard, and I'm still sitting out there. Watching this interview, then I bring it back. Same thing. I'm going to just bring it back inside because
yep.
Then she started to mow, and I'm like, I can't hear. So now I got to go back inside and watch this thing. And then you're like, man, I think this is going to – they're going to hit the hour mark. And then here comes Jonathan.
Totally.
And Jonathan's waving at everybody, and I'm like, dude, this is wild.
Wild.
And then it finally stopped because the AirPod situation and whatever. But
and I was just thinking about and we call it the clock in the business, which where you play your commercials, because we do play commercials every now and again here.
Unfortunately.
And I was thinking, what are we going to do? Are we going to play like an hour full of commercials? Because this thing's going on and on. We're blowing through stop signs, you know?
Oh, just gosh.
Awesome. It was one of those rare and unique things that was...
Completely.
It was so compelling, and yet... I won't say it was infuriating, but a lot of what he was saying, I was just not agreeing with.
Oh, interesting. I didn't find it infuriating at all.
That was the wrong word.
What word? What
was
he like?
It was a little head scratching, and I know he's the agent, so he has to take up for his guy. But you were mentioning the notion that if he plays more minutes, he'll do more of the little things. And as a former coach, I'm thinking if you do all the little things, you get more minutes.
Totally.
So
totally. Cart before horse.
Right.
And I feel that way very, very strongly about this situation over the last 4 years, which is why I keep saying exactly what I just said earlier. I don't know. Maybe I'm dumb. I just don't see what the Warriors did that's so bad. I don't understand what the Warriors did that's so bad.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that. Like, over the course of the 4 years?
Even those who believe that, as you put it, they've jimmy-jacked with his minutes, or they've held him down, or they didn't develop him. Hell, even Aaron said earlier today, he goes, Jonathan doesn't feel like Steve Kerr didn't develop him. He's a better player now than he was. He does feel like they've developed. Yes, he wants more minutes. And I'm like, right, and the Warriors want you to run and rebound and see the floor and make decisions and shoot at a higher percentage. And you don't do those things. And you admitted that you don't do those things all the time. On the radio.
Right.
On the internet. You admitted it. And then you're sitting there going, I don't know why we didn't get more minutes. And it's like, I don't know how to help you anymore. Like, are the Warriors perfect every night? Does Steve Kerr always make the right decision? Of course not. But I'm done with this idea that we're walking around that the Warriors did JK wrong. How? Why? The entitlement that oozes off of this situation is bananas. And 3 years ago, they won a ring. So what, like, where is this wide open spot that so many of you feel like the Warriors were just test drive him. Let him go out there and play. They're trying to win a ring. And they did.
And he played.
And he played. And he contributed. And I'm not against him, and neither are they, contributing. But this obsession with, I guess, in a different interview today, did he call him a Lamborghini? I think so. This obsession with Jonathan's a star and you all are in his way is like, what? We got stars.
Right.
Oh, we got stars.
I'm looking at
I just don't understand.
The Ringer in 2021 did a pre-draft analysis of all the players, and they had him ranked number 7, by the way, and he went number 7 overall.
Okay.
The headline from Kevin O'Connor, tantalizing athlete who has raw skills that need years of seasoning, but has every tool a patient team would look for. And as you go through the pluses, I won't read all of them, but, you know, it's the athleticism.
Sure.
Good first read passer. At the very bottom of it, active rebounder.
Not always.
Active rebounder.
Not always.
Yeah,
not always.
A host of minuses, including, and this is the pre-draft scouting report, aloof defender who finds himself out of position on rotations and often doesn't put in effort on rotations. Also bites on pump fakes.
I left that out. I'm not going to rip him, but inconsistent defender.
Aloof is what the scouting report said.
And that's what our 4 years of eyes say.
A ball stopper, inconsistent shooter, and, you know, ambidextrous at the rim finisher. The scouting report reads like it was done a couple days ago, is the thing.
Yeah, and the hard part, and here's the part that I'm going to say, can tick everybody off, but it's an inflated view of his own self right now. I'm sorry. I love that he believes in himself, but you don't get $35 million a year for maybe someday. Like, no, you're not that player right now. The Warriors are being beyond fair. They're offering 3 years at a commensurate number. The only, like, you would have options if anyone else in the league wanted to give you 35. Nobody does. Nobody does. So it's wonderful that you think that about yourself, and I really hope it becomes that. But the Warriors would be moronic to give him that. This is business. You don't get what you want just because you want it. You got to go do those things. The one thing that was said in there, you mentioned a patient organization.
Yep.
Are the Warriors one? No. With good reason, they are not. So if you want to rip them for that, go right ahead.
Well, they're patient to the extent that he's still on the team.
Yes.
Jordan Poole's not. James Wiseman's not. And so they've been more patient with Kuminga, even though they did try to trade him last year in the Kevin Durant deal, and Durant nixed it. So, yeah, you're patient. a lot of times because you're not very good. It's easy to be patient when you are Detroit. They were patient with Cade Cunningham. Cade was a better player, but go out there, Cade, and play basketball, and we'll get back to you in a couple of years. And, you know, they gave him the big bag, same draft class. He got really good. They got good.
Yeah.
And so if they were to draft somebody right now, would the Pistons be as patient as they were with Cade Cunningham? Probably not, because they're trying to win now.
Yeah, they were trying to win, and here's what really blows my mind. They did!
Yeah, they did.
Woohoo! They won. We were at the parade. It was awesome. But somehow the Warriors did something awfully wrong to him.
That year he played, as a rookie, 70 games, 17 minutes a game. And, you know, that's not being down there in the G League. That's actually being a part of the rotation.
A part of a championship squad.
Right.
Yeah, Grant, even,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Grant.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I was curious, where are you getting that $35 million number from? Just throwing it out there as what he might want?
His agent said he wants the Jalen Green contract.
His agent also said we care so much more about role than money.
Understood. Those are words, and these are also two different people. Like, I'm not going to – the agent and Jonathan may see things at times differently. Agents and players do that quite often. I think Juwan Jennings and Drew Rosenhaus saw things differently at times. But he openly stated he sees himself as a Jalen Green type contract. That's $35 million a year.
Yeah,
so anyway, I'm just telling you where I got the number.
It's actually 33, then 36, and 36. And the interesting thing is that third year for Jalen Green is a player option.
Well, so, howdy doody. So that's where he got it.
Jalen Johnson got flat 30 for 5 years. It's 30 times 5 over 5 years, no option. So, yeah, he wants what Jalen Green got, which is average of 35 with a player option on the end of it.
And I'm sorry, the market is the market. We're sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll take your calls on any of this. Let's ride. We'll do it right now. 888-957-9570. Next hour, JT O'Sullivan. And also, again, we'll play this for you immediately coming up. Aaron Turner, Kuminga's agent, when Steiny sort of said, hey, you're saying that if you get the player option, you'll be bought in. But isn't the idea of a player option actually just an avenue to get out? So he asked Aaron that question. We'll play his answer coming up next on Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
You know what, Jonathan? You're right. My pick, singular, it stinks. I took the Bills. I laid the big number. And the Dolphins showed up. They showed up. They didn't show out, but they showed up.
The context of that whole thing right now with everything going on.
It's been so great if he would have taken the AirPods today and just said, "Hey, Dibs, I saw the game last night. Your pick's a stink."
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga.
Once was enough.
"Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks."
Okay.
You could have been like, "So does your agent."
I mean,
I'm just kidding.
Stock up, though, for his agent for spending 50 minutes here on 95.7 The Game. I didn't know that he'd done a ton of interviews. I know he did the pod Tons. With Windy yep. yesterday, but I didn't see who else was getting him. I just saw that we were getting him. It's like, all right.
I don't think anybody else got him for an hour.
Probably not.
Live from a gym.
Which was awesome.
With Jonathan over his shoulder.
Because of that and the whole way he conducted himself, stock up. I don't think that he's done a very good job of representing Jonathan Kuminga, but today was impressive. He answered all the questions, and you know.
Yeah, but I think the fact that he's doing what he's doing speaks volumes. I think that they're desperate. I think that they're beyond desperate.
Well, they're out of moves.
Yeah,
they're out of moves.
And I don't think this is going to get the Warriors to move.
Right.
Like, this is going to. You know what I mean?
And like, if that's true, and I totally agree with you, then. If I'm the agent, I'm at least going to put myself out there so that I can say my piece. I can say my part of it, our part, our camp, dispel some things that are wrong, come correct on things that people have reported, and just put it out there.
I mean, even in a larger sense, and we'll play this clip in just a sec, in a larger sense, when Aaron Turner, the agent for Jonathan Kuminga, says, "Give us a player option, and we're bought in." And I love what Steiny has done with this from the moment that came out, where he's like, that's the opposite of being bought in. Like, give me an option to leave and I'll be bought in. That's not being bought in. And it's reminiscent in a large sense of what he then admitted Jonathan does within games. When they said,
"Give me minutes and I'm bought in.
Give me minutes and I'll rebound. Don't, and I won't."
It's like your kid saying, "Give me ice cream and I'll eat the vegetables."
I love it.
You give him two scoops. "Nah, I'm good on the veggies. I'm full."
"Do your homework and you can have dessert." No. "I want dessert and then I'll do my homework." Oh, kid, you better stand the freak down.
Oh, man.
Like, honestly.
Feliciano.
I don't know how the hell.
You better be careful.
I don't care who you are and who you like in this situation. There's no way in hell you cannot be offended by that. As a sports fan or a human being.
I'm not offended by it.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Sports offended.
I think that
like the idea
is...
that I rebound a lot when you play me a lot. What? I mean, that's an indefensible position.
Just looking at his game logs, the more minutes he gets, the more he does rebound. So it's a fact.
That makes it worse.
Exactly. But it is factual that, and I was looking at last year, his heaviest minutes, nights, he got 11 rebounds, he got 10 rebounds, he's out there, he's rebounding. But, you know, the minutes go down, then the rebounds go down, the defense is always a little bit in question, I think, off ball. And the Kevin O'Connor scouting report, it reads like this past season, you know. The positives are there. He can attack the rim with ferocity. He's got unbelievable athleticism, but at times he is an aloof defender.
I want to keep hammering this home so we don't get the whole hater label thing, which I know is inevitable. He is a talented young player. He has a lot of upside in different areas on the floor. And may end up becoming a well-rounded player, but he's not yet. He's a young 22-year-old player who can score, but there are holes in a lot of the other parts of his game. And those need to be better before the Warriors go 5-1-50. Why would they do that? Nobody's doing that. No one around the league is offering that. Nobody wants that. It's like, why would you want the Warriors to be stupid? You know, That's an overpay. That's a bad move.
Jalen Johnson got 5-150, and he only played 36 games last year, but he averaged 19 a night in those games. And the previous year, he averaged 16. He's a guy who's progressively gotten better for Atlanta, a team that is not in a championship window, but they're going to be a surprise Eastern Conference playoff team this year in a wide open East.
Yeah, the East is totally wide open.
So there's a player who they invested in. He's almost 24 years old, so still a young player, 6'9 and talented, plays both forward spots, and yeah, he got 5 and 150. He's played more minutes. He hasn't played as many games, but he's gotten more opportunity to show it.
All right, here's Aaron Turner, Kuminga's agent, who joined Steiny and Goo for quite some time this morning. Odyssey app or YouTube if you want to hear the thing in full. We're going to work through all the important clips. So here's when Steiny says, hey, wait a minute. You're saying he'll be bought in if there's a player option, but doesn't a player option sort of mean he's trying to get out? Here's how Aaron Turner answered that.
You know, people have said to me, you know, bought in, you're just bought in if you get the player out. What does bought in mean? Like, he's going to just not touch the ball or whatever. And I like, no, JK is going to be who he's going to be. Okay. I'm not saying he's going to magically turn into this other type of player, but what bought into me is it means that if you have in any business, like an essential employee, right, to the overall goal of the company, you need that person bought into the overarching goal of what you're trying to accomplish. And that means positive attitude. That means if you're playing well in a game and you get benched in the last 3 minutes, you're like, you know, you're cheering, you're there. If you get thrown back in, you're there. If it's an offense, defense, switch out, even though you don't want to come off the floor, you're there. If you're not starting, you understand it. Maybe there's a situation you're starting 4 games and then somebody comes back and you're back to the bench. Keeping a professional positive mindset through all that, I think, is really what like bought in means. And you're sacrificing for the greater good. And I just think, you know, with any business, like any essential employee, you need them on that same page with you to achieve, you know, what's the greater good, the ultimate goal. And in this case, it's right. I think I'm under the impression the Warriors are trying to win the championship next year. That's what JK is under the impression. We're not playing. I don't think anyone's playing to go to the second round.
It's such an interesting comment,
it's
though.
It's a fascinating way that he kind of totally danced around it.
Well, like, you need your employees to be on the same page. Right. Does that mean you just give them whatever the hell they want?
No, and I hearing that answer, I think that there's two things in play. One, if he gets what he wants, the player option, will he be bought in? Absolutely, in the short term, but having the player option gives him the opportunity to be bought out by himself whenever that time comes. He can then bounce when he wants to bounce and be a free agent and go where he wants to go. So would he be a happier Jonathan Kuminga? I think so. Would that lead him to be more bought in the short term? I'll give him that. But at the same time, what you're saying is true. Just because an employee wants something doesn't mean that you absolutely have to give it to them. And if you don't give it to them, they have the right to be disgruntled and less productive. But sure, that's not going to help anyone's case.
Nobody. Nobody. Matt in Oakland here on Willard and Dibbs. We'd love to talk to as many of you as possible. 888-957-9570. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Good day, fellas.
What's going on?
Hello? Yeah. And listen, I mean, if the purpose of that appearance was supposed to engender sympathy for him and his client, that was a whiff. I am just like so tired of this. And he made absolutely no sense. You've sort of outlined all of that. The history of the league is absolutely littered with 20-point scorers who never amounted to anything. I mean, so he can score, big deal. And the idea that Kerr isn't playing him because he doesn't like him, Steve Kerr's job is to win. So, I mean, if the guy helped him win, he would be playing more. I've just had it, man. Quick question. What's the difference between a 2-year deal with no option and a 3-year deal with an option on the end? Aren't they basically the same thing?
Well, I don't
think. Depends on who has the option.
Yeah, and no 2-year non-option deal has been presented. And I'm glad you asked, Matt, because I think it'd be good for everybody listening for us to kind of reboot what is reportedly on the table. And I am told these are all accurate numbers. Thank you, Matt. So here's what JK can do. Here's what the Warriors have done. So the qualifying offer is $7.9 million. It's a 1-year deal. It comes with it a de facto no-trade clause. JK can do that. Then he gets $8 million this year, 7.9 to be exact. And then he gets to be a free agent at the end of the year. And that's kind of a super divisive option for both sides, quite frankly. It represents the lowest amount of money and the quickest, like, let me get the hell out of here kind of an idea. Originally, what was also offered was a two-year, $45 million deal, with the second year being a team option. So it's a one-plus-one with the team having the control on year two. Then, because Kuminga and his agent didn't like that, a three-year, fully guaranteed, no option deal was put on the table, but for less money, $54 million. So that's $18 million a year, but fully guaranteed, nobody gets an option. They can take that. Then, because none of those seemed good, the Warriors added a new deal on the table. They said, you know what, we'll go ahead and guarantee you a second year. So we'll give you a three-year deal. Team option for the third year, and this is worth $75 million, but it's essentially worth about 48 to 50 guaranteed, because it's two fully guaranteed years, and then the Warriors would have the option to either pick up year three or let him go. And this also then aligns with the rest of the team, Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler's contracts, etc. None of those are to their liking at this point. And what they have said they want is that three-year deal, with the third year being a player option, so that Jonathan can get his two guaranteed years, and then if he would like to be the Warrior One, he can do that and pick up the option, or he can become a free agent at the end of 2 years. Those are the four things on the table, and apparently Aaron Turner and Jonathan Kuminga don't like any of them at this point.
At this point, yeah, and you've got until, I think, October 1st.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
First is the date where you have to sign that qualifying offer or figure out what you're going to do. So if I was advising Jonathan Kuminga in this, I would have him take the two-year $45 million with the team option on the second.
Interesting.
And, you know, that way, 2 years at the most is what you'd be dealing with, because if you play this year, you get good money. And then going into the second year, it's a team option. They pick it up. You play one more year, then you're a free agent. If you go to the three-year one, well, you could be here for 3 years. And the money average annual is slightly better. The guarantee is about the same as it essentially would. But the guarantee would be more.
It'd be a lot. It'd be double.
Well,
because the one plus one only carries one guarantee.
But the one plus one would be you daring the Warriors to not pick up the option. And you'd be thinking that you'd go out there and get the $30 million that you thought you deserved already. So for me, that gives you, that kind of splits the baby a little bit. It gives you the opportunity to get out sooner, and it also kind of forces the Warriors into a spot of, you know, do you want to keep me? Do you want to trade me? And that way, the Warriors would have him at 22.5 this year or whatever, and they could possibly trade him right away.
If I were JK and Aaron Turner, I would take the 3-year deal because that, first of all, it's the most guaranteed money by far. You're going to get $48 to $50 million guaranteed. I know the 3-year guarantee is actually more, it's 54, but like you're going to give up a few years there for much better average annual. You get 2 years guaranteed at about $24 million per year. And then on the 3rd year, obviously that's a long time from now. And so who knows how it'll go, but here's why I would do it. Obviously both sides are in some way, shape or form, very motivated for a trade. So what I would do is sign the most attractive tradable contract.
That's a very
attractive tradable contract where, by the way, if what you're seemingly they're concerned with is ending up in the wrong spot, and I'm going to give a very beggars can't be choosers type answer on that, you already want to go to two bad organizations. What's the worry here? And the worst thing that could happen is you get acquired by Washington at the deadline and you hate it, and they've got your rights at a really good salary, by the way, for 2.5 seasons, and then you're a free agent at age 25. Wow, I'm having the hardest time figuring out what's so bad about that.
A long time, and especially
25.
Well, especially if you wind up being a Warrior for 3 more years, and you've already gone 4 years, and you feel like you're not getting the opportunities that you want. You want to be a focal point. You won't be in the next 2 years. You want to be a starter and a finisher. You probably won't be in the next 2 years. And it's funny because you and I are having this conversation. A couple of guys in their 50s. I got my eye on 60.
Yep.
And we talk about 2 or 3 years like it's blowing your nose and throwing it in the trash, because it is when you're our age. But when you're 22, 3 years is like an eternity.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not a long time, but you have to think about this from a business sense. You get to be a free agent again at a very, very young age. You will have 3 more years to whatever, show out to the league. And oh, by the way, if there's this huge concern about staying with the Warriors too long, I'd argue if he's staying, it's probably because on some level some things are going well. Like they're not going to want to keep him if he's not producing and he's not playing. That's a waste.
Well, it depends on how it goes, because I'm looking at Jalen Green and he signed that whopper of a deal and he was on a team that was the 2 seed and he actually had a great year. He averaged 21 a game. He played in all 82 for the 2nd straight year.
Yep.
He did everything he possibly could to be a Houston Rockets, and he led him to lead him, but he was part of them being the 2 seed, and he got shipped out.
Shipped to Phoenix. I mean, Kevin Durant became available. Like, that's life.
I understand.
That's life in the NBA. You might get traded.
But if you're Kuminga, there's one way with certainty that you won't be traded. And that's take the qualifying offer and play for 7.9, and you can't be traded.
Nope.
And then you get to pick the other 29 teams that you want to go to.
And that would suck for everybody involved. We're all in agreement, including them. Aaron Turner said that today. But I do believe the Warriors are at a spot now where it's like, dude, if you want to kick yourself in the shin and us too, we can't stop you. We cannot stop you from doing this. So if you do it, you do it. But like, bad idea, jeans.
Well, and also,
but like, okay, like, what? There's nothing they can do.
Well,
that's the only control he's got, right?
Right, but the ultimate control is what Steve Kerr has, which is, you know, role, focal point, the ha-ha, how much are we going to play you? So, you know, you come back on the 7.9, and you do the qualifying offer, and you piss everyone off, and you get into some games where, you know what, you might have a DNP. They did that last year.
I know, although only in very, very high leverage games. I do think we look back on that and think he got more DNPs than he did.
No, he got the one against the Clippers in the last game of the year.
Right, and then in the playoffs against Houston
to
a degree. Right, and those are the highest of leverage games, and they don't love the decisions that he makes. This is clear. This has been made clear. So that's what I'd argue. When people say, oh, Kerr's got all the control over playing time. No. The same way I blame JK to a degree for some of the playing time he doesn't get, he does have some control over getting playing time. Do the things that your team is asking you to do. Do them. Again, I'll keep saying it. Aaron Turner's worst moment today was when he admitted that when you get more minutes, you get more rebounds. Well, I mean, you don't get any minutes, then, you know, JK's kind of tapped out. Oof. My God.
I don't think he said that. But
that's the insinuation.
That's the paraphrase,
That's the insinuation. And to me, boy, high on the list of things that you don't want to say to your bosses. Yeah, I try harder when you make a big runway for me and you make my salary huge. Like, but if you don't make my salary huge, half speed.
Yeah, I mean.
Good Lord. I mean, what are we doing? Jocko in the city on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Jocko. Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to go over a few things with you guys. You guys came out at the crossover pretty hot. And you were ripping his agent, saying he sounded desperate and that, you know, JK and his camp blinked first. And I don't think that's the case at all. If anything, it's the Warriors who have moved from their original offer, which is a little bit insulting of an offer, if you ask me. It was a one-year guaranteed offer with no-trade clause, so that was never going to happen. And so
why is that insulting, Jocko? Jocko, why is that insulting, and why is upping the offer blinking? I don't see that as blinking. I see that as trying to meet in the middle.
Exactly. So JK's camp is held firm. You're saying that JK blinked first by doing this interview today.
100%.
I think they've held firm on what they wanted, and it's the Warriors who are moving closer and closer to that throughout this whole period.
Well, I would argue, Jocko, that doing... Hold on, let me respond to you, Jocko. Don't hang up. I would very, very much argue that doing what they're doing today is not holding firm. That's not holding firm. That is a maneuver. This is strategic, 1,000%. You don't do this because you wanted to. He didn't want to sit in a gym with AirPods. As much as Steiny and Goo are just absolute thrills to talk to, like he didn't do that for no reason. This is because they're trying to move public favor in their direction, and I do not think it worked. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, but what they're asking for is what's holding firm. They've never wavered from that. From the jump, this offseason, they came to the Warriors front office and recognized they wanted to get Al Horford. They came at a number that allowed them to make all their offseason moves and not go over the second apron and allowed JK to have a little control on the back end. I don't think they've changed one bit.
Well,
they haven't changed.
Don't know that, Jocko. Thank you for the call.
I don't think that them not changing is ultimately going to make it so that the Warriors capitulate. I think about the Niners and Brandon Ayuk, where that thing dragged on and on and on and on, and ultimately the 49ers got to a spot that they didn't want to get to because they had to have the player they thought, and so they paid him a lot more than they would have if they would have gotten it done in March. So this situation is different. Kuminga is not as valuable as Ayuk was to last year's team. And, you know, if it comes down to that, the sticking point of the player option or the team option, that's the one thing that I don't believe that the Warriors are going to give up.
I agree.
It's too important in so many different ways.
I also think that we're simply accepting Aaron Turner's words a little bit when we basically what Jocko said, like they came in with this number and they've stuck there the whole time. We don't know that. I don't know where this started. This conversation started prior to last year.
Right.
That like numbers started getting exchanged. I don't think they started at $23, $24 million a year. There's no way that's where it started.
And he said today that, you know, he wanted Jalen Green and Jalen Johnson type money, which is, you know, the Warriors are not going to ever get up to that point.
It's north of 30.
That's right. And they're not going to get all the way up to that point. So the Warriors, I think, have come up from where they were, average annual value, to a spot where they can make everything work. They're comfortable with it. And now it's up to Aaron Turner and Jonathan Kuminga to basically say, okay, but that means you give up the player option.
Right. I mean, the money has essentially been agreed upon. It's just the control is the only thing left. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We want to tell you what's happening Sunday before the Niner game. And oh, by the way, during the Niner game, very much looks like a Mac Jones start. We'll keep taking your calls on this, 888-957-9570, but also coming up next, what did Kyle Shanahan say about the quarterback position today? And JT O'Sullivan, former Niner quarterback, will join us in a half hour. This is Willard and Dip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.